Thank you. Well, that's the complete explanation. I don't know what more there is to say. Very detailed, and it's really great that we have an administration in Washington that understands the importance of our rivers, of our native peoples, of our business, our agriculture, and finds a way to balance these together. This is the absolute essence of non-extremism and non-polarization. It's called working together the way American government should. So I'm only going to say a few words, and that is when I visit this place, I must say I came here on my honeymoon almost 11 years ago to the day, but we didn't come over here, we drove by. So that was a mistake we were on the Smith River. Well, we didn't know anybody on the Klamath River then. And we needed a cabin, so now we know a few people, we come back to the Klamath. Because I think Northern California is where I grew up, not here, but in San Francisco, and my father always loved Northern California, Yosemite, all the different places. He took me as a young boy to the Trinity Alps when he was governor with the Fish and Game Commission at that time. And so I very early learned not about everything around here because it's so incredibly vast and intricate, but I did learn that Northern California is such a special place in the whole world. There's nothing like it. And what we're doing today in healing this river, it's something that has implications not only for the United States, but all over the world, because there are rivers that need to be cleaned up that are much worse than this one, and that millions, hundreds of millions of people depend on. So this is a good exercise of humankind correcting some of the mistakes that it's made in the past. And it is a hard truth to grasp that what we enjoy most, our civilization and its comforts and its ease of being in the world, is also very destructive and makes life for others, whether human beings, tribes, animals, birds, fish, trees, vegetation, can make life pretty bad. So how we thread all that together. And I think it's always good to remember, because Californians, this state started September 9th, 1850. The first really people to get here was Father Serra, 1869. Before that, a few travelers, Spanish, Portuguese, and English, got here earlier. But the earlier was 1543. That's when the first European got here. But the first peoples got here thousands of years ago. Now, I don't know when they first got to this river, but we know in North America, native peoples were here 14,000 years ago. And what I like to reflect on is how these people, native peoples, did such a good job because they lasted and survived and thrived for thousands and thousands of years. Now, European kind only been here a couple hundred years. We've done a lot of interesting things, but we screwed up a lot of things too. And so now, putting it back together with science, with skill, with engineering, with a sense of beauty and a sense of respect and obligation to the land that we've been given and to the people who have taken care of it for so long, that's a very profound challenge. It's exciting. It really adds meaning to the otherwise mundane activities of politics and lawmaking and bureaucracy. So what we're about is, yes, agreements and negotiation and sitting around with lawyers, which I'm one, talking a lot. But the end goal here is the river, the fish, and the sustainability, not for the next election cycle, but for eons and thousands of years. So that's the significance here. We're starting to get it right after so many years of getting it wrong. What a beautiful day.